First, let's take a look at the week ahead in the canyons of Wall Street and see what will be happening, because we will be getting a data flow this week. First of all, we have a very important event coming up Tuesday and Wednesday, and that will be the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. The FOMC meeting begins on Tuesday, and it continues as an overnight pajama party and ends with a box lunch on Wednesday, May 3rd, followed by an FOMC announcement. No media conference at this meeting, just an FOMC statement. That statement will be released at 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday, and my total expectation is that there will be no change announced in the federal funds overnight lending rate on Wednesday's FOMC statement. I'm expecting no change. If that is correct, then the rate will remain in its current range of 0.75% to 1%, also known as 75 basis points to 100 basis points. So that is the expectation. No change in the federal funds rate at this meeting. Now keep in mind, the Federal Open Market Committee will reconvene in mid-June, and at the mid-June meeting, they will have a media conference. So we will track the economic data that will flow through the canyons of Wall Street leading up to that mid-June meeting, because the mid-June meeting has to be watched for the possibility that another interest rate increase could be announced at that time. But in order to get there, we'll have to see a data flow between now and then that would justify another interest rate increase as of the mid-June meeting. By the way, we will get some important data flow information this week. For example, on Wednesday morning, we're going to get the ADP employment report. Now, that's the automatic data processing payroll firm, international payroll firm. And they have made some great calls so far this year. And they are estimating 170,000 will be the ADP employment jobs added for the month of March. Again, this will be released Wednesday morning. Their estimate, 170. Now, there's a wide, the consensus estimate is that ADP will report 170,000. Now, there's a wide range on that, ranging from 125,000 to 230,000. So it's all over the place, but the consensus falls in at 170,000. The ADP National Employment Report is gathered from a subset of records at ADP that represent about 400,000 U.S. businesses and about 23 million U.S. employees working in the private industrial sector. So this is a report that certainly has a lot of basis to the figures. On Friday morning, we'll get the Labor Department's version of the employment report. This is the one that usually gets most of the attention. And it's in the same ballpark. The non-farm payrolls estimate, 185,000. The private payrolls estimate at 180,000, which is very close to the ADP estimate. That'll be announced on Friday morning. The unemployment rate, which is currently at 4.5%, is estimated to be between 4.5% and 4.6%, and that'll also be out Friday morning, along with average hourly earnings and the average work week. So all of this coming out this week, and that's important data that's coming out. When you start talking about the jobs report, that is a very, very important data point, and we'll have two of them, one on Wednesday and another one on Friday.